colleague.
Gracias.
Thank you very much, Chair. It's a very great pleasure for us to have you here during this session. As we said last time, you will, of course, enjoy all of the support and flexibility of our delegation. I have asked for the floor very briefly to clarify a couple of points of procedure which are essential in the views of our delegation. Now, we understand that you have made a proposal and that the Russian Federation can accept that proposal, but the delegation of Cuba wishes to send to Capitol, as is proper, the list of these organizations for approval. I wish to thank you, first of all, for the way in which you have completed the understandings with a view to this session. You have conducted this exactly as expected. We have already sent this to Capitol, but I would simply ask you for a little bit of time so that our Capitol can approve this. In the program of work, which you have circulated and which we know is flexible, there has been no timetabling of the moment when we take this decision formally. My understanding is that you've made a proposal, but at some point this will have to be adopted. Even if it's a very simple adoption, it does need adopting. So in order to avoid any misunderstandings, we wanted to make it clear that as far as we're concerned, we're still during the consultation phase in order to see whether we do or do not accept this participation. As you know, Cuba fully supports the participation of civil society in disarmament questions. It seems to us to be a very valuable contribution, but we want to be rigorous with our use of time and with our conduct. And we hope that you will set aside some time for this final decision. Our understanding, once again, is that you've just made a proposal and no decision has yet been made. Along the same lines, we've taken note of the decisions that have been taken in New York. But we would like to take this opportunity to say that we think it's a good practice to take issues, or rather, we don't think it's good practice to take Geneva issues that are then taken to New York to be decided on, particularly when it comes to appropriate dates in Geneva. Our delegation had no problems with the interpretation of the decision taken at the Assembly. We understood that it was two sessions. But once again, we are concerned at the decision taken about dates without consultation with Geneva. Obviously, we know that Cuba is represented in New York, and our delegation consulted on this internally. But I cannot imagine the Geneva headquarters taking a decision about a meeting to be held in New York at a given time. So in Cuba, we have a saying that says that a tree trunk or a tree that is born with a twisted trunk doesn't actually grow any straighter as it gets older. And I think this is relevant here. We obviously want a good result in Cuba, and that is over and beyond the national positions that you know Cuba has. So